Ro Robertson was born and raised in Sunderland and is now based in West Cornwall, where the natural qualities of light, landscape and sea have profoundly impacted on their work, as has drawing on large pieces of paper while outdoors in the landscape. Robertson's work explores the boundaries of the human body and its environment, and the artist is specifically concerned by the terrain of the queer body. Robertson reclaims a space in the landscape for queer identities, which have historically been deemed against nature. By contributing to the history of sculpture in the public realm, they highlight the fact that public statues and figurative sculptures have traditionally represented an extremely narrow demographic and an extremely binary understanding of gender. This sculpture, called Drench, comprises five steel forms that range from reclining to upright and ascend in height to 3 meters tall. They're inspired by the sea's tidal zone, and the rusty Corten steel, which is also called weathering steel, is painted in blues and whites up to a height that represents the tide line. In a tidal zone, there is a real and metaphoric cycle of dehydration and rehydration, or drenching, making a space of transformation and renewal and implying something that can't easily be defined. Drench is directly welded and painted by the artist, who I think you can see is melding figure and landscape and also combining sculpture and painting. It's a strong lyrical sculpture that offers an expanded reading of the body free from binary and rigid understandings.